Hey, Watch What Happens Live listeners. There's never been a better time to learn what shocking tales Audible has in store, especially their brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped. I just finished a fabulous thriller, First Lie Wins by Ashley Elston. It's a bit of a spy versus spy situation. The narrator Evie works as an undercover operative for a mysterious and dangerous boss, until one day she becomes his next target and has to figure out why. As an Audible member, you get to choose one title every month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
You know I love journalists, right? Well, tonight, it's a bonanza. Katie Couric and Geraldo Rivera. I have to ask Katie about what she said on my show in 2012 about Matt Lauer pinching her ass. I don't think she really wants to talk about it, but Daddy's got to ask, because the minute that Matt Lauer thing broke, she was trending because TMZ posted a clip of her on Watch What Happens Live saying, I thought it was a joke that Matt used to pinch her ass. It may not have been a joke. We're going to find out in the clubhouse in a sec.
Her reporting deserves all the blue ribbons, and he lost Celebrity Apprentice to Lisa Gibbons. It's Watch What Happens Live with Katie Couric and Geraldo Rivera now. What Happens Live. I'm Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse with two people who are kind of newsy, and we're about to get kind of boozy. Do you sometimes feel like America has turned inside out lately? Me too, and that's why I'm so glad our Nat Geo series, America Inside Out with Katie Couric, is here to set us all straight on some things. Please welcome back our friend Katie Couric. What Happens Live. We love to open the vault live on television, but we learned an important lesson from him. Always make sure there's something in it. Geraldo Rivera's new book, The Geraldo Show, a memoir, is out now, and it's quite gripping. Hey, Geraldo Rivera.
Hi.
Great to see you. Congratulations on the book. You know what? I'm so happy this guy's here. It is a long time coming. Over at the bar, you know, I love a guy who's kind of extra, and he's made a career out of it. From Extra Extra, it's AJ Calloway. Great to see you, AJ. AJ, I mean, I'm assuming you've interviewed these guys 10,000 times.
A lot of times.
I feel like AJ is the one who really knows where the bodies are buried in New York City. You know what I mean?
And he's so cute. When he approaches you on the red carpet, how can you resist
always
talking
the
to
best
him?
Energy right? of anybody. Yes. Let's get started. I want to say I love seeing you on the opening ceremonies. That was so fun. And I love your jumpsuit. Stand
Thank
up.
You.
This is a jumpsuits are welcome here. Very good. And, you know, Katie's husband, Jay, and Geraldo were great buddies.
That's right.
Is that right?
My late husband, Jay, used to go on Geraldo's show all the time and talk about OJ. And that's how
and
long
he became
ago
my substitute host.
Oh, is that
on
right?
Fridays. He did every Friday.
Did he have aspirations to be kind of a host or on television?
Yeah, you know, I think he really he was a lawyer, and I think he really enjoyed sort of talking about legal issues and all these big cases. And he was really good at it. He was incredibly smart and very insightful and very original in his thinking and his perspective on these cases, don't you think, Geraldo?
He was definitely one of the brightest attorneys I ever worked with. And he was charismatic in his own quiet way.
Right turn alert tonight on the Beverly Hills Housewives reunion. Camille Grammer dropped by with our newest addition for the clubhouse, a ball gag. We kept it. This is going on the shelf, guys. Thanks, Camille. I'm going to use it on my guests, not these two. You all have a lot of questions for Katie and Geraldo, but before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, from her historic bombshell interview with Sarah Palin to the fact that she once graciously turned down a date with Michael Jackson. One thing is clear, Katie Couric always knows what to say. Here's what, Katie, I'm going to give you some folks you've not had a chance to sit down with yet. You tell us how you would kick off a chat with them. Let's see how many conversation starters you can come up with in 60 seconds. Here we go.
Okay.
First thing you would say to Kim Kardashian.
You ever want to take away Kanye's phone?
What about James Comey?
Are you worried your reputation has been damaged by all these book interviews?
Kanye West.
Are there any specific policies or positions of Donald Trump's that make you uncomfortable?
Interesting. Michelle Wolf.
What did it feel like being in that room as people were awkwardly silent during some of your jokes?
Meghan Markle.
What do you guys do on a double date with William and Kate?
And does the collar match the cuffs? Sorry.
That's your question,
I interject.
Andy.
Jeff's another reason why Prince Harry will never do this show. Jeff Sessions.
Oh, have you seen Kate McKinnon's impersonation of you?
Yes. Omarosa.
Oh, what are you doing these days?
Tanya Harding.
Would you ever have lunch with Nancy Kerrigan?
Ooh, I like it. All right, well done. Thank you very much, Katie Couric. Second, Geraldo Rivera has also interrogated some fascinating subjects, and here's what we need to Harald know all about him. Geraldo, I'll show you someone you've interviewed, and you tell us the first thing that pops into your mind about them. This is why the man's written so many books. He has so many great stories. Charles Manson.
Malevolent, evil, I mean, charismatic in a macabre way.
Donald Trump.
Tempestuous, prideful, spontaneous, pride. I said that twice.
Michael Jackson.
A thriller, complicated, enormous talent, fragile.
The New York City Club Kids featuring RuPaul. This was a show you did on 90s Nightlife. I love this.
Flamboyant, New York at night, at its best.
Shatner.
Very cool guy, very cool breeze.
Jerry Garcia. This was in 1974. I heard he gave you LSD.
He did.
He did. Did you do it with him?
Well, he didn't. He had a big joint and we were smoking and I thought that that's what was making me high. Later in his autobiography, he said that he had also dosed me with LSD. So that was, so for Jerry Garcia, I would say a long, strange trip.
Wow, yes, me too. How was the trip?
I was fine.
Yeah. The hell, you have, Geraldo has a big, major consistency, not his first time at the rodeo. Hell's Angels members. This was 1974.
Scary, do not trespass, real deal.
Last up, John Lennon and Yoko Ono.
Crusaders, lovers, wonderful.
Thank you very much. Wow, fun. Finally, while everyone in the world won't shut up about the heroes in Avengers Infinity War, this news nerd has been fantasizing about what it would be like to assemble a team of super reporters. Here's what, Katie and Geraldo, I'm going to show you some journalists, and together, you agree on who you would hire to form one doozy of a news crew. Who would you rather share a post-show drink with, Kathy Lee or Hoda?
Well, that's so hard.
Really? It's just a drink.
Hoda, because I know her well.
Kathy Lee, because I've known her long.
Okay, you two have to agree, guys.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, then I'll have a drink with Kathy Lee.
All right. Who would you prefer to hear bad news from, Rather or Cooper?
Cooper.
Okay.
I'll go with.
Whose voice would you rather wake up to in the morning, Savannah or Willie?
Well, as a woman, I'd prefer Willie. As a woman, I'd like to wake up to Willie's voice versus...
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I take the other side of the aisle.
Okay. We're having a hard time creating this anchor team. You guys do what you will in the control room. Who would you trust to do a retrospective on your life, Walters or Sawyer?
Oh.
I had a crush on Barbara Walters for decades.
You did?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, I think because Barbara has done so many of them through the years, I'd say Barbara too.
Whose view brings you the most comic relief, Whoopi or Joy?
Oh, God. I have to say Whoopi. What do you think?
I love Whoopi.
Okay. Who would you choose to break the news of an incoming weather disaster, Roker or Champion?
Well, for me, Al.
You're an Al lady. Who would you rather watch interview your favorite celebrity, Vieira or Megyn Kelly?
God, these are so hard.
Are they? But they're innocuous. It doesn't mean.
Yeah, I know. But I feel like. I mean, I like them both, so what do you think?
It will come back to haunt us.
It will?
That's a hard one. I'd say Megan just because she's more active right now.
Okay, there's your dream team, everybody, but it doesn't mean anything. Katie, I gotta ask you, you've already spoken about it ad nauseum, but I have to ask, it's been on my mind because the day the Matt Lauer thing broke, you started trending on Twitter immediately because a clip surfaced of you on Watch What Happens Live from 2012. I plead the fifth with you, which Geraldo's going to play in a minute. And I said to you, what's Matt Lauer's most annoying habit? You said he used to pinch me on the ass. I laughed thinking you were joking.
I was joking.
Were you joking?
I was joking. Okay. It was a total joke. In fact, when that started circulating, Andy, I was like, oh my God, I was on Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah.
It was so antithetical to the nature of our relationship. I thought it would be funny.
Right.
Because it was so weird.
Well, I laughed too, and then people got on me for, oh, and look at him.
No. It was totally a joke.
Right.
It was totally a joke. But I was really sorry I had made that joke.
Yeah, I'm sure you were. Yeah. I mean, that was, yes.
And because now you
people misconstrued it.
Yes, they certainly did.
And now to have any kind of off-color humor like that, totally, you get banished.
Geraldo, you are one of 46 people that the president follows on Twitter, which is pretty amazing. Yes. How often do you speak?
Have to be careful.
I love what you say in your book about him. You really like him as a friend, and he's been a good friend to you. But you don't parse any words about things that he's done to piss you off and what you think are his faults. What are your conversations with him like from the White House when you speak on the phone?
They are very frank. He's often calling because he has seen something that he wants to comment on. But my relationship with him is complex in the sense that, like my wife, she can't separate his policies from the person. I can, because I've known him for so long, over 40 years. And to me, he's a pal, even though I'm pro-gun control and pro-choice and pro-immigration reform, and he's not any of those things. I cut him some slack because he is my friend. And because I know that he's always been nice to me.
When he's ranting from the White House, do you try to talk him down?
Well, when he called Fox and Friends for 35 minutes last week, I wanted, to be able to put the call on pause there for a while and let him catch his breath.
Right.
But
I think
nutty. He was getting himself painting himself in corners.
Do you give him advice, though, and tell him maybe tweet less and talk less?
Well, if I could do a public service for America, I would be his tweet editor.
That would be wonderful. I would love that. Okay, let's go to the phone. Stephanie from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. What's your question?
Hi, Andy. Love you. Love the show.
Thanks.
My question's for Geraldo. I was wondering, even though she was on the season before you on The Apprentice, how surprised were you by the Don Jr. and Aubrey O'Day affair rumors? And did any of that trickle down to your season?
I was surprised. I was saddened by it. I mean, with the five children and all that, I think that, when marriages break up, often the kids are the victims, the unintended victims. So I was surprised. There was very little hanky-panky during my season. I didn't even get fired by Donald Trump. He refused to say to me, because we were friends for so long, that I was fired. So instead he said to Lisa Gibbons,
you're hired. Oh, wow. Yeah,
so it was very,
nice.
Very gracious of him.
Let's go to Betsy from Arizona. Hey, Betsy, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. My question's actually for both Katie and Geraldo.
Okay.
I wanted to know, what did you think of Michelle Wolf's monologue at the White House Correspondents' Dinner? And do you think that the president should have attended?
I wish the president had attended because for so many years it's been sort of a tradition for the president to be there. I don't know. I thought some of her jokes were funny and some of them really fell flat and some of them felt a little mean-spirited.
In the rearview mirror, do you think it was worse than what Colbert said right in front of George W. Bush?
Right, and what Ima said in front of Bill Clinton.
Right, that was,
I mean, there were some brutal things in the past.
Yeah, I was there for Colbert and, yep. and President Bush, and I was also there for Seth Meyers, who went after Donald Trump.
Uh-huh.
And I maintained that that was the night Donald Trump decided he was going to run for president in 2011 because the cuts were so vicious. And, Michelle Wolf's also, at a point, they weren't funny anymore. You know, Sarah Sanders, you know, is a nice person. You may disagree with her politics, but to savage her that way, I don't know, just it wasn't funny to me.
Let's go to Mary from Arizona. Hey, Mary, what's your question?
Hey, my question's for Katie.
Okay.
How do you think Hoda and Savannah have been doing on today's show? And what do you think about this new era of journalism with the female-led cast?
I think it's fantastic. I think this idea that there has to be sort of a quote-unquote nuclear family with the father and the mother and the crazy uncle or whatever doing the weather,
right.
It's just, you know, it's kind of a thing of the past. And I think they're doing a wonderful job under very difficult circumstances, and they handled the transition, I think, beautifully.
Geraldo, Martha R. wants to know your thoughts about Omarosa spilling White House secrets on Celebrity Big Brother.
Omarosa is a force of nature, and President Trump had to know what he was getting into because he had her on three seasons.
Yeah.
So when he brought her into the White House, I think of all of the stunning messages to suggest to him that business is different or show business is different than the White House, Omarosa was the personification of, hey, the old rules don't apply anymore, and this crazy lady is going to bring me down.
Let's go to Kirsten from Oklahoma. Hey, Kirsten, what's your question?
Hello there, Andy. I just have to tell you, I absolutely love you, and talking to you makes my day.
Thank you.
So, you're welcome.
What's your question?
Question is for you, Geraldo. So you always seem to have Trump's back, even though you are opposed to many of his ideals. Is there anything he could do for you to completely write him off?
Well, I came close when he made fun of the disabled New York Times reporter because that's my big crusade through life has been to help the developmentally disabled. And I thought mocking the disabled reporter was a bridge too far.
You were not happy about his alleged remarks about Haiti as well, I remember.
I didn't like that. The whole, thing was...
Right.
I was in the hospital getting back surgery. And my nurse was from Kenya, and I wrote the president immediately, and I said how he had hurt her feelings by saying that.
Did he respond?
He has not responded to that particular message.
Right. I don't think he's going to. It's game time. Geraldo's looking pretty comfortable, but I'm afraid he's about to hate that chair more than the one that was thrown the day your nose got broken on TV, because Geraldo Rivera, the time has come for you to plead the fifth. I have three questions. You may plead the fifth to only one. Geraldo Rivera, who is the dumbest celebrity or public figure you've ever interviewed?
Dumbest celebrity. I plead the fifth.
Name one topic that, looking back, you were embarrassed to have covered on your daytime talk show.
Men in lace panties and the women who love them.
Oh. regarding President Trump, you yourself have spoken about personal infidelities that you've had. From what you know about him and his marriage, do you believe Stormy Daniels and the other cheating rumors?
I think there's no corroborating. Me Too has made me want to believe every complainant, every person who makes an allegation. But with Stormy Daniels, I don't see any corroborating evidence other than the fact that they were together. I mean, all the relationships I had, you always have photographs, you always have text messages, you always have some kind of...
Well, there is a photograph of
that. Well, I mean, at the celebrity, when he was with the other Playboy model.
What about the other woman who said she had a year
Karen,
and a half
the
of...
Karen, the playmate.
Yeah.
She was allegedly at the same golf tournament as Stormy Daniels, so either he was very busy, the president, or...
Right.
You know, I think that broad strokes... He has evolved as a person. He came, as I did, from the Mad Men era, and I think he's evolved as a person.
Why doesn't Melania want to hold his hand?
I don't want to get between them. Whatever it is, I think there is meaning in every one of those gestures.
Thank you very much for playing, Geraldo. Over at the bar, it's my friend from Extra, AJ Calloway. Great to see you, AJ. The new show looks great. I know you put so much work into it,
and
it's so cool that you're talking to people from all over, different points of view, which is what we need right now.
Well, you know, I spent 8 months traveling all over the country because I realized that there's so many talking heads and pundits, and the news cycle is so fast and furious that people have opinions and are, you know, forming these judgments and kind of instantaneous reaction without having the information to
and
back
a conversation.
Them up. So, you know, this whole thing happened in Charlottesville in August with that terrible Unite the Right rally, but nobody sort of understood the broader issue of Confederate monuments. People need to have more information so they can have an informed opinion.
Absolutely.
You know?
On that note, it's time for my mazel of the day, and it goes to these alluring boudoir photos that New Jersey housewife Danielle Staub had taken for her 20th fiancé and also provided to People magazine. Tonight's Shackle goes to the news that baby Prince Louis's birth certificate was released today, and they made Prince William and Princess Kate put down their occupations. I love it. From now on, this is how I'm going to fill out all official documentation. Yeah, I'm the king of late night fun. I want to thank Katie, Geraldo, and AJ. It's the After Show with Katie Couric from America Inside Out with Katie Couric on Nat Geo Wednesdays at 10 Central. Geraldo's book is called The Geraldo Show, a memoir out now. And AJ Calloway, you can see him every night on Extra weekdays. Check your local listings. Great to see you. AJ, you look so lean and mean.
Oh, thank you.
You look good.
The bartender doesn't get to talk.
You know what? It's like they stand over there and they get a little drunk and
we
then
drink.
We say hi.
Drink over here.
Geraldo, you look so good. Have you had work done?
No. You know, I had my nose broken.
I remember that.
So as the doctor was putting it, Smith is his name, on the east side, James Smith, as he was putting my nose back together, I said, why don't you shave a little bit of that?
Shave, is that it? But you haven't, like, had your neck done or anything like that?
No.
Wow, you look good.
Yeah.
How about
almost
you?
75 years old.
I've never done...
Wow.
I've never done anything. Wait, did you have... You're 75?
Almost.
Holy crap.
That's crazy.
Wait, did you have fat from your ass put in your face?
Yeah, right here.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Huh. Joan Rivers instigated it.
Oh, that's so funny. Joan was begging me to get Botox for years. It was probably the last thing she said to me, get Botox. She was begging me for years and years. I haven't, but I've been thinking about
no,
it.
No, you look great.
No?
Don't do anything.
I feel like all the other guys on late night have a little pop, pop.
No, you look great. So. You look so cute. And don't you love Andy's khaki suit?
In the season?
No.
No, I don't think so. I think May is fine.
Yeah.
I think May is fine, Geraldo.
And it's hot. It's going to be like 80 degrees today, so.
It's winter until May.
Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. This is Karen from Columbus.
Hey, Karen, what's your question?
I've got a question for Katie.
Okay.
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Can you name an interview you've done in which, after it ended, you regretted not asking that one question?
I feel like that after every interview.
Do you? But you always ask the questions.
I know, but I always second-guess myself and think, oh, why didn't I do this? Why didn't I do that? I'm always sort of into self-flagellation. But, gosh, I don't know. I think I've really always tried to be super prepared for my interviews. Sometimes I run out of time, but...
What's the interview you were the most nervous for? I'll ask you this, too. The most...
You interview a president, I think that's very, very nerve-wracking. I was very very nervous for Yasser Arafat.
Uh-huh.
Because, of course, I had to have a lot of background. You know, you have to be sort of such a... you have to be such a quick study, and you have to learn so much when you're interviewing these world figures or presidents. The scope is so broad that it's very anxiety-producing, I think. Don't you?
Interview you've been the most kind of nervous for, or...
Well, Manson in a way, because he was so...
Unpredictable, right?
Unpredictable, but also he had such evil. He said, in fact, that if he didn't like the way the interview turned out, he was going to have my head handed to my wife, my dismembered head, decapitated head, rather. I would say that... Going back to the other question of the questions left unasked.
Yeah.
With Michael Jackson. I had him just before the Santa Barbara trial, which I instantly think that he was innocent of that particular charge.
Was that for 2020?
2005, yeah.
Okay.
No, that was for Fox News.
Okay.
2020 was another life. And I didn't ask him if he did it. And I always wanted, you know, to go back and have a do-over.
Why didn't you?
Well, Tom Mesro, his lawyer, had lectured me. He's going on trial. You've got to go easy. You know, don't.
Also, by the way, if you had asked him, you know, I mean, he was going to say no. I didn't do it.
And he had a prepared answer. I knew that. But because I knew also that the circumstances of the charge were so funky. I mean, remember, he had the civil settlement that Oprah led to 1993. This is 2005. The 2005 complainant had the same lawyer, the same psychologist. Right. It was just a put-up job, and I thought that he was really being framed. But I didn't ask him. I always wanted to hear his answer.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, this is Carla from Cincinnati.
Hey, Carla, what's your question?
Hey, my question is for the legend, Geraldo.
Ah.
I want to know, what was your relationship like with John Lennon, and are you still in touch with Yoko Ono today?
Yes, I am still in touch with Yoko. John was a wonderful, wonderful person. He was one of the first celebrities I ever interviewed. Met him in 1971, shortly after the Beatles had broken up. He and Yoko were living in Greenwich Village. I did, in January of 1972, my expose of the institutions for the mentally retarded, the population now described as developmentally disabled, and they watched it. Then they said they want to do something. So John and Yoko then did a benefit concert for me.
Wow.
To deinstitutionalize the care of the developmentally disabled. And he was just a wonderful guy. And one of the saddest nights of my career was when I got the call from Ted Koppel to come report that John Lennon had been.
Wow, Koppel called you for that. Wow. AJ, who's your favorite interview?
Favorite interview of all time? Muhammad Ali.
Wow, I see why. Back to the phones, caller. Did you read the Jan Wenner book?
I didn't.
The book about Jan Wenner?
Oh, no.
You need to. Back to the phones, caller. What's your name and from where are you calling?
Chantrell from New Orleans.
Hey, what's your question?
I love you, Andy. My question is for Katie.
Okay.
On your new show, what was the most eye-opening thing you learned about people whose politics you may not agree with?
Well, they're trying to do what's best for them and their families, and they felt, you know, that the way they voted was serving their best interests, and that, you know, I think that the country has become so polarized, and there's so much vitriol and rancor in the discourse, that I think that if we just sat down and talked to each other, I had the most phenomenal experience in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. I was with these EMS workers, and I gave them a couple of hot button issues. I asked them about Colin Kaepernick and about Black Lives Matter. And they answered in a way I thought they would. They really disapproved of Colin Kaepernick, and they said all lives matter. And then an African-American EMS worker walked in, sat down, and explain kind of what he thought about Black Lives Matter. And as a young man, he saw, you know, heard about people getting lynched for looking at a white woman the wrong way. And he was so measured and so compassionate in his answer. They all said, wow, we never thought of it that way.
Wow.
That makes us think about things so differently. And it made me realize if we all just sat down and actually approached these topics and talked to each other and had empathy for different points of view, we could make so much more progress. And one of the guys said, you know, Carlos, we never talked to you about this because we didn't want you to feel uncomfortable. And I think if we are in a situation where we have some grace and some compassion for different points of view, and actually listen to people, we would be so much better off in this country.
I agree. I mean, I would argue that social media and cable news don't help the matter.
No.
They certainly don't help. But one of the things I've learned about life working at Fox for the last 17, 18 years is that I said during your program that I'm pro-choice and,
right,
pro-immigration reform and pro-gun control. But what I've learned working at Fox is if you're anti-gun control, if you're anti-abortion, if you're anti-immigrant It doesn't make you a bad person necessarily. Right. It doesn't make you ignorant. It doesn't make you stupider than I am. It doesn't make you in any way less admirable. It's just that you have a different set of values.
Right.
I mean, the people at Fox, generally speaking, the management is Irish Catholic. And Irish Catholic people have a different sensibility, I maintain, generally speaking, than the Jewish WASPy people that run the other networks.
Right.
There's liberal and conservative, but it's also racial and religious.
Yeah.
And they are just as sincere, just as smart. They just don't agree.
Believe in the same things. Back to the phones. Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi there. I'm Sarah from New York. And my question is for Geraldo.
Okay.
What was your reaction to Kanye professing his love for the president and all the backlash that followed?
Well, I thought that Kanye really was bold to do that, brave to do that. It's ironic and bitter, I think, and a testament to the divisiveness that Katie was talking about, the rancor, that you can't be in favor of the president of the United States. You can't, you know, we only get one president at a time.
Right.
He succeeds, we succeed. He fails, we fail. So I think that's what Kanye was saying. He likes his dragon blood and all the rest of it. But I think that it takes courage for a celebrity to be in favor of a conservative or right-wing president.
Yeah, I was disappointed that Shania Twain apologized
Me
for
too.
Saying that she voted for him. It's like, look, it's fine. That's who you voted for. Go for it. I want to thank Katie and Geraldo and AJ for more cooking on BattleTV.com. Good night, everybody. Here's a sneak peek of next week's part three of the Beverly Hills Reunion.
You really had a go at me in your blogs.
Because
week after week after week.
I'm sorry, but I agree with Erica here. Going on social media to then tweet, retweet, like things that say fire Teddy bother me. It sounds phony.
Well, oh no, I'm not phony. No. Again, I'm being called a liar.
It sounds phony to me because you're liking somebody say fire Teddy.
And why did I do that? Because your blog was absolutely scathing.
It was hard.
It was very hard.
It
and that's
was
why
hard,
it was
and
pure
I was hurt.
Comedy. Teddy, that is really more about you than it is me.
I'm not pretending I'm free of fault.
Well,
I'm
then
telling
great.
You
then
how
we're all
you
the
make
same.
Me feel.
That's all.
Then
it
we're
is.
All the same.
Yeah.
Then
we
treat
can
me
all...
the same.
I do treat you the same. Okay. I'm rude to everybody. There you go. Join the club.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
When you're committed to raising the standard, you're bound to ruffle some feathers. At Happy Egg, we like to say we farm differently. But in reality, we produce eggs the way people used to, by partnering with local small family farmers who raise our happy hens on 8 or more acres. Because in our opinion, farming shouldn't be complicated. It should be happy. Choose happy with Happy Egg. Visit happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.
Happy
Egg.
I feel like I was blindsided.
Because it's a competition show.
From the producers of Jury Duty and The Bachelor.
We have scoured the earth for the 14 greatest reality contestants that were available during our production window.
Comes a reality competition show about reality competition shows.
Nobody has dared to find out who is the actual best at just being on a reality show. I'm your host, comedian Daniel Tosh.
Is win or go home.
Each episode, our contestants will face new challenges that will test their strength and lack of life skills for a chance to win $200
million.
$200,000.
Prepare, because it's about to be ugly, crying, lots of fighting.
Tayshia, I have to defend myself.
Celebrating 25 years of reality TV with your favorites.
I have diarrhea. You cannot do this to me.
What in gay hell have I got myself into?
The GOAT, premiering on Freevee and Prime Video on May 9th.